Recorded Books presents Eon Byrne by Matthew Mather, narrated by Ray Porter. Chapter 1. Amazon Rainforest, Brazil. Max Carver watched the bruised sky. The still bright but fading scar of the supernova loomed over them like a fire in heaven. Glowing auroral tendrils reached down from that radiant stain in a terrifying display of cosmic power. It's not every day that you get to watch the end of the world, but Max was so busy trying to survive it, he didn't take the time to appreciate the significance. It was morning now, although the sky was noontime bright and had been for what seemed like days, and it was hot, blistering hot. The bad news was it would only get hotter. Max took his breaths in shallow gasps because they burned his mouth and lungs with every inhale. The air tasted like ash, acrid and burned, and it sapped his strength. Breathe lightly, move slowly, became his mantra. Radiation from the supernova was cooking the atmosphere. That's what they'd told him. First, it wiped out most communications and almost anything that ran on electricity. The ambient air temperature rose 24 degrees in just a few days, impossible orders of magnitude. It hovered around 140 now, nearing the threshold of human tolerance. Another 20 degrees and their bodies would cook too. Gradually, awareness and connection grew. After Ben injected him with Nexome, Max would first get these fleeting intuitions. Later it would be things that he inherently knew. Things like the air temperature and humidity. Things Max knew he didn't know before. Not that knowing how hot it was would help them get out of here. It began as a rescue mission. Though as Max reflected on the last few days, he was likely the only one who ever thought they were genuinely here to save anyone. Now he led a desperate group of refugees through some of the densest and most dangerous terrain on Earth, and that was before the radiation, acid rain, and God knows whatever else this thing caused. Despite being in charge, it still seemed that Max knew the least about what was going on here. They'd hummed through the jungle for hours with a harrowing cross of a swollen, rushing tributary of the Amazon and lost more than half of their number. Half of the people he'd sworn to protect, to get to safety. They were just 6 now, including him. They were hurt, exhausted, and scared, still soaked from their river crossing a few hours earlier. Between the humidity and the intermittent rain, they couldn't get dry. Max could see in their faces, in their bodies, that the others were spent.
"Let's hold up here a sec," he said. "Everyone take water. Then check yourselves for leeches and cuts. Ladies, if you need some privacy, there's a pretty big tree over there."
Max pointed to a thick, ropey-looking kapok tree.
"Just watch the ground."
"And the branches," Bull added, then mumbled. "Just check everything."
Max made a show of checking himself, though he knew he needn't worry. The Nexome coursing through his body would take care of any injuries he might have sustained crossing the river. The others, though, would need to be careful. Any open wounds were likely to get infected, and they were days from medical attention. Max could feel the Nexome working beneath his skin, repairing the damage that the radiation exposure caused. It was a strange sensation, not quite burning, more of a tingling, itching feeling. Making things worse, if that were possible, there was a storm coming. The superheated atmosphere spawned a hurricane of inconceivable proportions. It had churned up the waters in the South Atlantic and created a superstorm that was now barreling towards South America's eastern coastline. He guessed they had about 40 hours before it hit. When that happened, Max didn't know what they'd do. They'd learned about the storm from a U.S. Air Force WC-130 hurricane hunter sent to rescue them, one of the few machines that still seemed to work. C-130s were rugged aircraft designed to land on unimproved air...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?